This is Journalism Jabble with Jessica and Nyla.
Today we're here in a local coffee shop in Santiago, and we're seeing a lot more people on their phones rather than reading a newspaper like you would have seen maybe 10 years ago.
So our question of the day is, why are journalists using social media as a platform to get the news out?
Basically, social media makes news travel faster and more efficiently. Journalists can publish anytime from anywhere. When news breaks, they're expected to cover it, and they can post it in the snap of a finger.
Publishing news in pieces when it's available is easier to build a reputation, a higher platform, and it's more interactive between the publisher, the writer, and the audience. So that goes back into why they're using social media.
Essentially, it can help journalists and different news companies boost their public profile by putting a face and a name to the journalists writing pieces. They're able to reach more people because of media attention and sharing among different platforms.
So these platforms and media sharing are most of the reasons why and how people are obtaining their news, their social news, their celebrity news, their political news, deaths, any type of news that they may need to gain for whatever reason. You're having an easier accessibility from your phone, computer, tablet, or any electronic device that you may have because it's right there. It's in your hand. It's quick. It's fast. You can just do one quick search, or with the algorithms of today's time, it comes up right there just based off of your recent searches.
Yeah, so like Nyla was saying, a lot of social media platforms, and we're talking specifically Facebook today, uses an algorithm for how they distribute news to their readers. So what Facebook does is that it makes publishing free for publishers, which is why it's attractive for them to come with their news. And along with that, they have algorithms that are used to distribute news, specifically using videos and live stream videos. They do this by placing them towards the top of the feed, so they're the first thing that readers see when they go onto their feed. And this gives the opportunity for readers to share their content, you know, even just liking it can share it to a friend. And that interconnection of people and news platforms makes it so much easier to share.
So, and just like a nice little word, we would call that clickbait. Clickbait is what draws the attention in, like Jessica nicely and eloquently stated. It's also how, like, you get the readers in. It's what draws you in and makes you want to read it or watch the video. Our attention spans are actually dwindling down, sadly to say. And most people, statistically shown, most people are more likely to read 15 seconds, no more than read 15 seconds, and watch no more than 10 seconds, according to a Forbes article. Why is this? Because we want everything quick, fast, and in a hurry.
So what exactly does this mean for journalists and readers? Essentially, journalists need to combat with this shorter attention span that people are having when it comes to their news outlets. That means making your news headlines quicker and to the point, and also more shareable. A lot of people, if they see a news article that catches their attention, they're more likely to share it or like it, which means that inner web of friends that we talked about before is getting this news article that they saw. And it's just kind of a chain of events that keeps happening, creating more and more popularity among an article based on the likability of the content that the journalist creates.
So, with that being said, this is why social media platforms like Twitter and Snapchat and Facebook and even Instagram are gaining more and more popularity for their news outlets. Although some may argue that these platforms aren't reliable or completely reliable sources for news, it's also some of the main reasons of how our youth, middle-aged people, and even older-aged people who are just getting used to the social media world are learning about social media news. It's how people are able to quickly and fastly and eloquently gain their knowledge. there is a really nice app called Snapchat, Jessica, that has this really, really cool 15-second news show that NBC does.
Okay.
It's called Stay Tuned, and they do daily episodes on what's going on in world news. It's attractive to the population of Snapchat because they're 15 seconds, and it gives you the facts right then and there. It has brightness, white backgrounds, and then they show minority newscasters, and they give you news that's actually interesting to your day-to-day life.
Exactly. This news source that Nyla brought up is a perfect example of journalists and news companies adapting to the fast change, actually, of news sources nowadays. They're taking their content and tailoring it to their readers. They're making it in that 15-second zone where they grab the reader's attention, they draw them in with an attractive platform that's very clean and eloquent, and then they give them just the information that they need. If they want more information, this app, I'm sure you can go there, read the full article, but what they're doing in this 15 seconds is giving viewers what they need to just stay up to date on what's happening in the world today.
Now, this isn't to say that television news and newspapers are dying out. It's just that they're an older way and an older form to get the news that most people aren't able to use. It's a lot harder to find a newspaper and sit down and read it through and through from top to finish, where all you want really is the headlines and like the Snapple facts.
Exactly. And also, social media is free for users.
Yeah. You don't have to buy the newspaper.
Yeah, exactly. And a little bit environmentally friendly, cut back on paper use.
Yes.
So really,
save the environment.
Yeah, it's just been a really up-and-coming change in the past 10 years of how social media has been affecting our news outlets and the way that readers are obtaining their news. And yeah, with that, that's the facts.
So what's next? Stay tuned for our next episode of Journalism Jabble with Jessica and Nyla.